Crossfield Town Council will be looking to hire a new chief administrative officer, SAO, this summer, following the recent retirement of Sue Keenan. Keenan's last day with the municipality was on May 31, according to the town's Director of Community and Protective Services Russ Nash, who has since taken over the SAO role on an interim basis. Though she was only employed by the town for a little under 2 years, Nash argued Keenan has contributed greatly to the town's success since 2021. He cited her work on revamping several of the municipality's policies, including a new council remuneration policy and a harassment and workplace violence policy. "She helped us reorganize our organization and put new policies and procedures in place," the interim SAO said. Keenan also oversaw a 5-year strategic plan for the town of Crossfield, as well as the establishment of a filming policy for production companies to abide by if they intended to film in Crossfield, which is becoming somewhat of a hotbed as a filming location. Nash added Keenan was also instrumental in advocating for local capital projects in Crossfield during her time at the helm of administration. As an example, he brought up the replacement of the aging ice plant at the Pete Knight Memorial Arena, which received more than $350,000 in provincial grant funding earlier this year. "We're replacing the ice plant, so that was a big one, and she was a big advocate of keeping that facility open for the community," he said. Keenan couldn't be reached for comment before the Rocky View Weekly's press deadline. Echoing many of Nash's comments, Crossfield's Mayor Kim Harris paid her respects to the town's outgoing SAO when reached for comment on Keenan's retirement. "Sue brought organizational skills to the town of Crossfield and updated many old policies," Harris stated in an email. "Refreshing policies brought Crossfield in line with the times." Harris said Keenan also rekindled the relationship between the town and the Crossfield Chamber of Commerce. "A relationship between the chamber and the town is extremely important, and Sue identified this," she said. "Council wishes Sue all the best in her retirement." Keenan was hired to replace Crossfield's previous SAO Ken Bossman after his release from his contract with the town in February 2021. Before her arrival to Crossfield, Keenan worked as SAO for the town of Fort McLeod for 6 years, and prior to that, held positions as a Parks and Recreation Director for municipalities in both Alberta and British Columbia. Before working in municipal government, Keenan was the Executive Director of the BC School of Sports, as well as previously performing as a carded national athlete. Harris said council intends to hire a new SAO this summer, but added they will hold the competition open longer if needed to find the best candidate for Crossfield.